The question of whether toasted bread contains less gluten involves a nuanced interplay between protein denaturation and measurable gluten content. Here's a detailed analysis based on available evidence denaturation of gluten proteins during toasting. When bread is toasted, the heat applied causes the gluten proteins gliadins and glutenins to undergo denaturation, a process where their three-dimensional structure is altered. The question of whether toasted bread contains less gluten involves a nuanced interplay between protein denaturation and measurable gluten content. This structural change can reduce the solubility and digestibility of gluten proteins to some extent 12. For example, the Maillard reaction, a chemical process triggered by heat, can modify gluten's molecular configuration, potentially making it less reactive in the digestive system 6. However, denaturation does not eliminate gluten, it merely alters its form 13. Measurable gluten content, no significant reduction, despite structural changes studies, indicate that the total gluten content measured in parts per million ppm in toasted bread remains largely unchanged compared to untoasted bread. For instance, a study found that gluten levels in gluten-free bread stayed below 20 ppm even after being toasted in the same toaster as regular bread, even when gluten-containing crumbs were present 7. Research explicitly states that toasting does not reduce gluten content, as the process lacks the high temperatures and prolonged exposure required to degrade gluten significantly. This is critical for individuals with celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, as even trace amounts of gluten above 20 ppm can trigger adverse reactions, 7-11. Glycemic index and digestibility, a separate consideration, while gluten content remains stable toasting, does affect other properties. Lower glycemic index, GI, toasted bread has a slightly lower GI than untoasted bread due to the breakdown of starches during heating. This is critical for individuals with celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, as even trace amounts of gluten above 20 ppm can trigger adverse reactions, 7-11. This means glucose is released more slowly into the bloodstream, reducing spikes in blood sugar, 6-14. Improved digestibility. Some studies suggest that toasting may enhance the digestibility of bread for individuals without gluten intolerance, though this does not apply to those with celiac disease, 6. Implications for gluten-free diets. For those adhering to a gluten-free diet, the key takeaway is that toasting does not make bread gluten-free. Even gluten-free bread, toasted alongside regular bread in a shared toaster, may risk cross-contamination, though studies show minimal gluten transfer below 20 ppm in such scenarios, 7. However, this does not eliminate the need for dedicated gluten-free toasters in households with severe sensitivities, 11. Conclusion. In summary, while toasting alters the structure of gluten proteins through denaturation, it does not significantly reduce the measurable gluten content in bread. The total gluten levels remain unchanged, making toasted bread equally problematic for individuals with celiac disease or gluten intolerance. The benefits of toasting, such as improved flavor texture and slightly lower GI, are distinct from gluten reduction and should not be conflated with dietary safety for gluten-sensitive individuals, 613.